SBS Radio.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is accepting responsibility for the reporting error that overestimated the cost of the JobKeeper scheme by $60 billion. The Treasury revealed on Friday its wage subsidy program would cost just over half of what was originally predicted and cover 3.5 million people instead of 6.5 million. Mr. Morrison is blaming the mistake on uncertainty, but says it is ultimately good news.
The estimate was overstated, and the process with the Taxation Office to keep us updated on that had a flaw in it. We acknowledge that. I acknowledge that. And ultimately, I have to take responsibilities for those things. But what it means is Australians won't have to borrow as much money.
However, the opposition is calling for Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg to give evidence at the Senate committee examining government measures in response to the coronavirus. The chair of the committee, Labor Senator Katie Gallagher, is urging Mr. Frydenberg to explain how the mistake occurred and ensure JobKeeper is doing what it intended. She says the committee has no power to compel the treasurer, but that he should give an explanation if he declines to appear.
Everything about this response has been unprecedented. Well, the $60 billion bungle is also unprecedented, and the Treasurer is the architect of that. It goes straight to the heart of his credibility and competence, and I would have thought he would have welcomed an opportunity where he's given the opportunity and a platform to explain what went wrong and what the government's doing about it, and how could we have all been so misled for the past 8 weeks.
The Prime Minister has labelled the move a stunt. Meanwhile, the Morrison government is dismissing the idea of using the $60 billion windfall to expand JobKeeper eligibility to more workers. Those currently excluded from the wage subsidy of $1,500 a fortnight include casuals, temporary visa holders, arts and tertiary education workers, and workers of foreign-owned companies. Mr. Morrison says he is unwilling to increase the burden on taxpayers, with direct financial support to Australian workers already expected to cost some $150 billion.
It's not free money. It's not money that's just sitting somewhere that can be spent. That's all money. That money is actually sitting in the accounts of banks and foreign lenders all around the world. And so if the suggestion is that we should be increasing borrowings more than would be needed to deliver the program that we've designed and delivering, well, the answer is no.
The Treasurer insists Australians are already receiving adequate assistance under other programs such as JobSeeker. Mr. Frydenberg says the government has doubled the JobSeeker payment for the unemployed and is providing support to the tourism, university and arts sectors. He told 3AW Radio nearly half of the workforce is covered when it comes to financial assistance.
If they're not on the JobKeeper payment, they'll be on the JobSeeker payment. So they're still getting substantial support. What I've said is that we're not about to make wholesale changes. We will conduct a review of the program through the month of June. And if there are changes that need to be made as a result of that review, we'll do so.
However, some workers are not eligible for JobSeeker payments, including temporary migrant workers and international students. The opposition has previously advocated for casual employees and the staff of foreign-owned companies like Donata to be included in the JobKeeper scheme. Labor Senator Penny Wong told ABC the party's position hasn't changed, but it is ultimately the government's decision to spend the $60 billion.
Why is it that we have some workers excluded and some workers included, when really, when you've got a situation where somebody who's been a casual worked for 11 months is excluded, someone who's a part-time worker is getting many times more their ordinary time earnings.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.